I do want to touch on a bit of a somber note here. I do want to draw attention to something that rocked me over the last week, as I think it would be remiss of me not to give it the airtime that it does deserve. Last Monday, mere hours after the last time I joined you, in fact, news broke that the darling of Sydney CBD has closed its doors for good. The greatest karaoke bar in Surry Hills, nay, the world, Ding Dong Dang, is no more. And I do want to pay my respects to quite possibly my favourite place in the world. As a bright-eyed and bushy-tailed kid from the Central Coast, new to Sydney at 19 years of age, the bright lights and fast pace of the Big Smoke can prove something quite daunting. But DDD's welcomed me in with open arms and open larynxes to become a bit of a second home. Quite possibly the most fiscally responsible decision I've ever made is saving their number into my contacts list rather than frivolously wasting data Googling at every birthday of mine, birthday of a friend's I'd commandeered, Mardi Gras, Christmas party, celebration of any kind, or just any other weekend, simply to book a room and to sing our hearts out. However, I will say, one fateful night, my 21st birthday to be exact, I accidentally, and I maintain accidentally, caused slight structural damage to the establishment. And although I apologised, paid my dues, was welcomed back by staff and patron alike, and that some 2.5 years have passed since the incident, I can't help but feel somewhat responsible for what's happened. So to you, your family and your friends, and all karaoke fans from Barara to Bondi, Cronulla to the Cross, Penrith to Paddington, my sincere condolences and apologies. Vale, sweet prince. Vale. I love you, Ding Dong Dang.